This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of having a quality food. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of having a quality food. We can see that in the Islamic teachings, where Islam very much emphasizes on having the halal sustenance. With this halal sustenance, it also emphasizes on the quality of the food as well. That the food that you take, it should have a quality. You should not eat a junk food, in the other words. You should eat and have a good quality food for yourself and for your family members, for your children, for your wife, for your parents. So therefore, we can see that this has been said clearly in the verses as well. For example, in the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ, that it is necessary upon the mankind to look at his sustenance. There he says that, look how we poured down abundant water, then cleave the earth, cleaving it asunder, then cause the grain to grow therein, and grapes and clover, and the olive and the palm, and thick gardens, and fruits and herbage, a provision for you and your cattle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have provided this for you and for your cattle. The olives, the grapes, and all these quality foods which have a lot of vitamins in it, which we can say these are the foods, these are not the junk food. These are the healthy food. All these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have made it for you so that you can benefit out of it and the cattle as well, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. And we were talking about the importance of having the quality food. Now, before the break, we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the different types of foods. He's talking about the fruits, the vegetables. He's talking about the grains and the things that are coming out of the earth, so which grows within and outside the earth. So what we can see is that in these verses, when Allah is talking about the main type of food, Allah is not mentioning about the meat. Why he is not mentioning about the meat is because that the meat itself, it is not good to have an excessive use of meat in our daily life. It is, if we have our main meal during the week, if it is based on the vegetable and the things that are grown from the earth, this is much more healthier for us as compared to the meat. And even we have traditions which says that you should not have excessive amount of meat in your life. So therefore, what we can see in the verses, it talks about the beans, it talks about the vegetation, it talks about the things that are grown from the earth, about the fruits. And it is important to know that in the Islamic lifestyle, the main part of food in the human life is what grows from the earth, because we are also made of this. But the meat itself, yes, it is important to use. And therefore, we can even see that in the Quran, Allah has mentioned in the Islamic lifestyle, it is mentioned that what kind of meat can you eat? You can eat the goat and all types of goat. You can eat the camel and all types of camel. You can have cow and all types of it, the cattle. You can have hen or chicken. And all types of it. And on top of that, there are other animals who eat meat, who are the hunters. They are forbidden in Islam. For example, pig is forbidden because of the habits that it has. And there are many other things. Therefore, Islam has brought us the limits of having a halal and haram sustenance, and the quality of food that Islam talks about, it is very important to pay attention to the quality of the food, that what kind of food has been made reliable for us, and it brings the quality in our life as well. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.